This is AAR Audio, and you're listening to How Do Trains Move Holiday Gifts? Let's imagine it's summer, and you're thinking about the beach and fun in the sun. Guess what retailers are thinking about? The holiday season. That's because a large portion of holiday shipping actually happens in the summer. Here's what the overall timeline for shipping holiday goods looks like. Retailers often forecast demand, decide what to sell, and start designing the merchandise a full year before the holidays, so the previous fall. By winter and spring, buyers finalize orders and factories prepare production. By spring and summer, merchandise is manufactured and packaged. In summer and early fall, containers move by ship, rail, and truck through U.S. distribution networks. And by fall, into the actual holiday season, merchandise reaches stores and fulfillment centers. This is why August, September, and October are typically the busiest months for intermodal rail. So how does a holiday gift get from a factory halfway around the world to your doorstep? Well, for many products, the answer is intermodal. You know those big containers you see stacked on cargo ships, riding on trains, and rolling down the highway? They can carry almost anything that fits inside. Toys, electronics, clothing, home goods, and plenty of holiday gifts. And the same container can move by ship, train, and truck without anyone unloading what's inside. So a gift's journey might look something like this. It's made in a factory. It gets loaded onto a truck or train. That truck or train takes it to a port. It gets loaded onto a cargo ship. The cargo ship travels to a U.S. port. It gets loaded back onto a freight train. That freight train takes it to a distribution center. It gets loaded onto another truck. And that truck takes it either to a fulfillment center, a store, or possibly straight to your doorstep. Each mode handles the part of the trip it does best. Ships cross oceans, freight trains move huge volumes long distances inland, and trucks often handle the first and final miles. Just how much can trains move? A single intermodal train can carry the equivalent of hundreds of truckloads, and those containers can hold a lot. Take Pokemon cards. One 40-foot intermodal container could theoretically hold about 10 million packaged Pokemon cards. That's just one container. Now picture hundreds of containers on one train. That scale is a big reason freight rail works so well for consumer goods. It's also efficient. On average, a freight train can move 1 ton of goods nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. And rail is 3 to 4 times more fuel efficient than trucks on average. Now, there can be a challenge with planning all of this holiday transportation so far ahead. Sometimes shoppers surprise everyone. K-pop Demon Hunters is a great example. It became a breakout hit after its June 2025 release. Suddenly, people wanted merchandise. But there wasn't a warehouse somewhere already filled with millions of products waiting for that to happen. Those products had to be designed, manufactured, packaged, shipped, and distributed. Demand grew so quickly that much of the official merchandise couldn't reach shoppers in large quantities before Christmas. More products then followed in 2026. To keep up with rising and changing demands, freight railroads keep investing in their intermodal networks. They expand terminals, add tracks and container space, install huge cranes that move containers between trains and trucks, and they use technology to keep everything flowing through increasingly busy facilities. All of that helps retailers restock inventory and respond when something suddenly becomes the gift everyone wants. While the holidays come in December, the transportation magic that makes it all happen starts months earlier, sometimes while you're still at the pool.